I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, February 24th. Currently with fair skies, it is 1 degree. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.50. And the dew point is minus 4 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. An Overland Park man has been sentenced for killing a 17-year-old in Olathe in March of 2019.
According to the Johnson County District Attorney, 22-year-old Matthew Beebe Jr. received consecutive life sentences for first-degree murder and attempted capital murder. He will be eligible for parole after 50 years. The charges he was sentenced for stemmed from a series of incidents that took place on March 31st of 2019, which led to the shooting death of 17-year-old Rowan Paget. Beebe was charged in April of 2019, and a jury found him guilty in October of 2022. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Two more people are awaiting court dates after being formally charged in the May 2022 shooting death of 25-year-old Dylan Eugene Garman of Salina. Dakota Bunting and Tatum Escamilla face charges. Salina police said Dylan Palmer was arrested previously and also faces charges. All three defendants are due back in court on March 27th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Chamber released its energy study, State of Electricity in Kansas. Chamber President and CEO Alan Cobb said the state's high energy costs impact all customers, hurt the state's economic growth, and discourage investment and expansion. And by looking into what drives those costs, they hope to provide the Kansas legislature with a list of actionable items that leads to a comprehensive energy policy. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission former chairman Neil Chatterjee and his team at Hogan Lovells conducted the study last summer, and it was presented to the chamber members during a virtual visit. The report looks at the scope of regulatory and market factors driving the high retail electric rates in Kansas, as well as evaluates and provides suggestions for potential mitigation strategies to address those rates. The energy study includes six legislative and regulatory reform proposals that the state could take to reduce energy costs for all customers that include to study the costs and benefits of retail competition in the electric sector, require the Kansas Corporation Commission to implement pilot programs for distributed generation and demand response, adopt an integrated resource plan requirement for all utilities, expand and or directly elect KCC commissioners, and increase KCC funding and staffing to reduce incentives to settle every rate case. These actions could be pursued by the Kansas Corporation Commission, but it's likely that legislative fixes will be faster and more effective. In a news conference, Fort Hays State University announced the opportunity to award an extra $5 million in scholarships to students in exceptional financial need through a new grant match, the Kansas Comprehensive Grant Program, through the state of Kansas, which will match gifts to Fort Hays State University dollar for dollar. Students experience various stressors while attending college, with finances often topping the list. So gifts made to Fort Hays State University's Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Fund will specifically impact students at Fort Hays State who are Kansas residents enrolled full-time and demonstrate significant financial need. Should donations to this fund total $2.4 million, Fort Hays State could offer nearly $5 million in additional scholarship support. This needs-based grant impacts Fort Hays State University students who dream of completing a bachelor's degree but may not graduate without assistance. The Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Program will change the trajectory of students' lives as eligible students can receive up to 8 semesters of support for those enrolled in a 4-year program, and those enrolled in a qualifying 5-year program can receive up to 10 semesters of financial assistance. For the 2023-2024 academic year, each qualifying Fort Hays State University student can receive up to $4,000 to assist with tuition and books. For more information, you can visit foundation.fhsu.edu/KCG. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, will begin February 27th and end on April 7th. Secretary Vilsack said the Conservation Reserve Program is one of the largest private land conservation programs in the United States, offering a range of conservation options to farmers, ranchers, and landowners. He said CRP has and continues to be a great fit for farmers with less productive or marginal cropland, helping them reestablish valuable land cover to help improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and support wildlife habitat. Vilsack said in a statement that they have made several updates to the program to increase producer interest and enrollment, strengthen the climate benefits of the program, and help ensure underserved producers can find a pathway to entry into CRP. The Farm Service Agency of the USDA hopes to reach the 27 million acre cap for CRP in fiscal year 2023. And for more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. Governor Kelly announced that 66 airport projects across the state have been selected for the Kansas Airport Improvement Program, or KAIP, funding. It's being used for planning, constructing, or rehabilitating public-use general aviation airports, and several Northwest Kansas airports were among those receiving funding. Governor Kelly said whether it be by airplane manufacturing, a link in the supply chain logistics, or travel, the Kansas aerospace industry is an essential part of our state's economy, and these grants ensure the safety and longevity of Kansas airports, all while contributing to economic growth and job creation. The aviation industry represents over $20.6 billion in economic impact across a broad spectrum of supply chain and manufacturing industries in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation's Division of Aviation received 153 applications seeking a combined total project value of more than $66 million for this round of KAIP grants. Projects were scored according to impact on flight safety, economic growth, and regional benefit, and it includes Norton Municipal to replace and relocate the AWOS, or Airborne Warning and Control System, in the amount of $153,000. In Nebraska news, Grand Island police were on the scene at a church on Thursday morning where a man, 36-year-old Seth Kettlehut, reportedly barricaded himself inside with knives. Grand Island Police Department Captain Jim During said a person associated with the church reported the incident after noticing signs of a break-in, and he said law enforcement was on the scene at 9 a.m. at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church at Cedar and 2nd Streets. Captain Dean Elliott reported that they negotiated with the suspect to put the knives down, and he refused to do so. And once the full tactical team and a diversion was deployed, along with a canine, Kettlehut was arrested at around 10:45 a.m. After the canine went into the church, and the man reportedly had a dog bite after he exited the church. During said Kettlehut was alone inside and there was no threat to the public. Grand Island Police Department said their investigation determined Kettlehut defecated on Bibles, damaged crosses, and drew hate symbols on the walls. Kettlehut was arrested for burglary, 2 counts of possession of a deadly weapon, criminal trespassing, obstructing a police officer, resisting arrest, and criminal mischief. A man is out thousands of dollars after his truck's toolbox was broken into. Lincoln police reported that officers were called to T.O. Haas Tire on 24th and O Streets on Tuesday morning, where a man told police that his semi was parked at the Holiday Inn on Amber Hill Court, and that he noticed the toolbox was damaged when he got to the tire shop. When he opened the box, the man found that all of his tools were missing, and a spool of wire was also missing from the semi. Police estimate the loss of $4,293, and they think roughly 20 tools were taken. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call either the Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. During a hearing on Thursday, members of the Nebraska Retirement Systems Committee heard testimony on Legislative Bill 198, which would allow full-time teachers to transition to substitute teaching faster. Currently, if a teacher is working full-time and wants to scale back and just substitute teach, they have a 180-day waiting period in which they can only work 8 days a month. This bill would eliminate that wait period and allow them to substitute teach more often. LB 198 would not apply to teachers who have taken money out of their retirement plan or collected any other retirement benefits. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansans at least 55 years old who are looking for employment are reminded that they qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program, provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging. This program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as it's designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed. And after that, the job-seeking process will begin, from an updated resume to a successful interview, and finally, the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 785-628-8204. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction starting on Monday, March 13th. The closure will begin at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extend approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. The traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders, and crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities, and several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction. And Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in spring 2025. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has offered financial assistance to parties carrying out projects focused on conserving and improving wildlife diversity in Kansas for nearly 43 years, and that tradition is carrying on in 2023. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Ecological Services staff are accepting proposals for the Chickadee Checkoff Small Grants Program through March 3rd, and eligible projects must focus on wildlife diversity and native non-game wildlife species while addressing the issues and strategies within the Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan. Darren Riedel, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Wildlife Diversity Coordinator, said since 1980, they've been able to fund a variety of educational, research-based, and habitat projects related to non-game species, thanks to donations received through Chickadee Checkoff. And by making small grants available from these donations, they're then able to utilize the talents and expertise of their conservation partners to be a true force for nature in Kansas. Interested parties have until March 3rd to submit a completed grant proposal, and for more information, including eligibility requirements, and to view a list of Ecological Services priority projects for 2023, you can download the Chickadee Checkoff Grant Guidance Document at ksoutdoors.com, or you can visit chickadeecheckoff.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be cheesy pull-up hearts, fruit, and milk. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day the High School All-State Band Vocal KMEA in-service workshop, and all day today the KSHSAA Boys State Wrestling at Fort Hays State University. On Saturday, all day, the KSHSAA Boys State Wrestling at Fort Hays State University. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your weather forecast for today should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 24 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become light and variable. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with the low around 12 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 49. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with the low around 25. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers after noon, otherwise mostly sunny with the high near 67. And on Sunday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers between 9 p.m. and midnight. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy on Sunday night with a low around 39 and breezy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Monday, should be sunny with a high near 56 and breezy. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 59. On Wednesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 55. And on Thursday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 47. Currently, with fair skies, it is 1 degree. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.50. And the current dew point is minus 4 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Big 12 season is slowly wrapping up, and the NCAA tournament is just right around the corner. The Kansas State Wildcats might achieve some of their highest seeding in many, many years. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined WIWW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed the seeding possibilities for K-State coming up in the NCAA tournament and how he feels if they can finish strong and play well at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, K-State could find their ways into the 2-line.
It was still in the 3-line of the committee's top 16. That really shocked me. I thought they might be on the 4-line, but the 3-line, guys, we need to start talking about the opposite. They win a couple more this regular season. They win a couple in Kansas City. I don't even think they need to win the tournament because by then the bracket's kind of baked in unless something major happens. They might be on the 2-line in that scenario, which is just unbelievable. Someplace Kansas State basketball hasn't been in a very, very long time with that kind of national respect going into the tournament. It would just be huge.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Cast.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the forecast.
Good morning. We have a weak wave of energy passing across portions of western Nebraska. Also, a ridge of high pressure at the surface over the Missouri River. And between the two, we were seeing some moisture in the upper levels of the atmosphere, producing light snow over portions of extreme north central and northeastern Kansas. That's going to diminish as we go throughout the mid-morning. Moisture will also be lifting in over east central and southeast Kansas later on today. That will likely produce a wintry mix of precipitation. We'll start to warm up, clouding up a bit tomorrow with a high temperature in the low 50s. And by Sunday, an increased chance of severe weather over portions of southern and central Kansas. Mostly cloudy with flurries coming to an end, or high in the upper 30s today in northwest Kansas. Tonight, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s later in north-central Kansas, and in northeast Kansas, today's high in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy today with a high near 40 in southwestern Kansas. In the south-central part of the state, clouding up, our high in the low 30s. A wintry mix later on today in southeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we did see trade in the southern plains at around the 164 level. But there's the feeling, though, that we haven't gotten all the show lists cleaned out as of yet. If we do see some good quality cattle today, it could go as high as 165. That would probably be $2 to $3 higher than last week. And a reminder, too, Cattle on Feed Report comes out at 2 o'clock this afternoon. As far as the grain market, weakness in the corn and wheat market, some strength in the beans. We see wheat futures right now down 9 to 10 cents on the hard red winter wheat. Corn futures down 2 in the old crop, down about a half cent on the new crop. Soybeans up 4 to 5 on the old crop, but down 2 cents overall on the new crop. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Your local Zomatic dealer works hard to give you every advantage when it comes to your irrigation operations. This year, we're giving you a head start in preparing for the upcoming season by letting you choose between industry-leading interest rates and deep per-tower discounts on a new Zomatic pivot. The earlier you act, the better your deal will be. Better deals, better equipment, better season. Better contact your local Zomatic dealer today to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. See your local dealer or visit lindsay.com/springsale for full details.